Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Here, I will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health challenges. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis is commonly referred to as QRA. It is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition, and it can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell-resonant nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. Each Saturday, I reward my WTLN listeners with a blockbuster special. My blockbuster special this week will be Silver Hydrosol by Argentin 23. We carry this in a sinus spray, a throat spray, 4-ounce and 8-ounce liquid, and a skin gel. If you buy two bottles or more, you'll get 20% off of each. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. My very special guest today is Robert Scott Bell. Dr. Bell is a homeopathic practitioner. He's an author and an expert in silver therapeutics. He's also a keynote speaker, lecturer, and educator, and he shares his expertise and practical experience from his years of holistic practice. He hosts a very popular radio show called The Robert Scott Bell Show, and here he discusses everyday health issues from the perspective of alternative and holistic care. Today, he's here with us to share his knowledge and expertise about the many therapeutic benefits of silver hydrosol. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bell.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be on with you. I appreciate all the good work you're doing in the community to empower people to get well.
Yeah, and it is fascinating. So one of the new things that we've brought into the clinic that you're very familiar with is the silver hydrosol from Argentin 23. A lot of people are familiar with colloidal silver, but not so much the silver hydrosol. So are these terms interchangeable?
No, the colloidal silver term is kind of an umbrella term indicating some silver suspended in water, but it doesn't really tell you about bioactivity, quantity, content, that kind of thing. And I think it's important to dig deeper into this because if you want the full benefit of silver, once you realize what the properties are and none of the concern for bioaccumulation for those that are trying to make it at home, the distinction is very, very important. Bioactivity is everything in terms of utilization. But my concern as a homeopath was, is this detrimental? Because we're detoxing patients from heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. And I had to be certain first that silver was benign in terms of its interaction with the healthy cells of the body. And truly, it is. That's great news. But I also am concerned about using appropriate amounts. How much do we really need to do what we want to achieve, whether it be for immune modulation or get people out of a crisis or maybe stimulate processes of regeneration of healthy tissue? So the bioactive silver hydrosol is unique because it takes or allows for the bare minimum amount of silver in terms of microgram content and maximizes bioactivity, so you need very little to achieve extraordinary things within the body. And I'll give you an example in terms of what's known as PPM or parts per million. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of PPM when it comes to colloidal silver, Renee, do you think?
Yeah. A lot of them look at that on the labels.
And so you're left to say, if I see something with 250 parts per million and I see something with 23, the assumption from an American mindset, and I'm an American, is, hey, 250's got to be way stronger.
Exactly.
But the reality is that when you have that much silver in water, you have to combine it into what we call compounds, salts and or proteins, in order for the water to retain that much silver in suspension. So you've now taken what we know as bioactive silver, which is only, by the way, the silver ion. Which an electron is removed, you have a positive charge. So think Ag is a symbol for argentum metallicum, which is silver, Ag plus, which is an electrically charged ion. And that is the bioactive form of silver in the body. There is no other form of silver that is bioactive. So if you put silver neutral particulate, or if you have silver bound into salts or proteins to, in order to throw more silver into the water, you actually have less functional silver total than the smaller quantity at 23 ppm of a bioactive silver hydrosol. So I'm going to pause here because I know I'm going pretty scientific here, but I want people to understand that more is not necessarily better.
Yeah, it's what the, what your body can actually utilize is what's important.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, you know, if somebody were to buy a bottle of echinacea because they know it's good for the immune system, and then on the label it says, well, this echinacea is only 12% bioactive. You're like, well, what happened to the other 88%? Well, not going to be doing anything for you. How many people would go, I want that? So in silver, it's kind of a blind item because people don't realize that 250 part per million number doesn't indicate bioactivity. It just says total silver content. Whereas the bioactive silver hydrosol has 97 to 98% bioactive silver. In other words, the full extent of the possibilities of releasing only the active state of silver in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water is there, with a small percentage of what are known as nanoclusters that sit in reservoir for additional ion activity. The vast majority of colloidal silvers may achieve a 12% bioactivity level at any ppm you want to call out. But even if you go to 500 or 1,000 ppm, it's not more bioactive than that 23 ppm bioactive silver hydrosol. So less becomes more. More becomes concerning to me because it will bioaccumulate, and the risk for too much ingestion of silver that you can't excrete readily and easily is a discoloration of the skin known as argyria. And I would not risk that for anybody consulting with me any more than I would risk it for my children, which is why I've raised them only with the bioactive silver hydrosol. And at 19, my son, 13, my daughter, have never once had to resort to an antibiotic drug for any ailment or infection they've had. So we've been able to raise antibiotic-free kids.
Yeah, so I've got a 19-year-old daughter also, and she came into me the other day with a sore throat. So I did. I handed her a bottle of the Argentin 23 throat spray, said, spray this in your throat. And she looked at me, and she was like, I don't want to turn blue. And of course, I laughed. I'm like, yeah, that's it's not going to be a thing because this is done properly. So it's not a worry. So
yes. In fact, and it's important. Yes.
Yeah. She came into me probably 15 minutes later and told me that her throat no longer hurt. So she's a believer now.
Sure. And that begs the question of what is it doing? What are the properties of the bioactive form of silver, the ion? And, you know, most people come to colloidal silver and they hear it's a natural antibiotic. I don't like that. I don't like that term because antibiotic means anti-life.
Right.
If you rely on antibiotics, you're destroying the gut microbiome. You're leaving yourself vulnerable for opportunistic infections like yeast or other things that are even worse. Silver doesn't work that way. It's considered to be a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, so it can reduce a burden on the body's immune system. But even more important, it can modulate your immune response. That is, it enhances the kung fu of your own immune system and your own immune cells, like the white blood cells, the B lymphocytes. So you're actually enhancing and can take the silver in what we call a prophylactic manner. In other words, to enhance immunity so that you're less vulnerable to the things that are going around that you would normally succumb to. So you don't have to wait to react like your daughter did with the throat. And it's great to do that rather than resort to a drug, in my opinion.
Right.
But if you utilize it on a regular basis, like a teaspoon, 1, 2, 3 times a day through the winter months, you end up being so strong that you don't succumb to the things normally you did in the past.
Yeah, and that's a big difference. We don't want to catch those things that are going around. But, you know, in saying that, silver has a pretty far history in the medical community.
Oh, yeah, no, it's deeply entrenched into recent history. We talk about within the last century or so. I mean, it was identified that it had antimicrobial effects. They started dropping dilute forms of silver nitrate into the eyes of newborn babies to prevent neonatal blindness. If, you know, the woman had a venereal infection of any kind, it would prevent that because the ions that would dissociate from silver nitrate, again, the ions are the active state, would neutralize directly, very directly, any bacterial species that was there. And there's no resistance to it. Now, they didn't have the technology 100 years ago to develop the hydrosol form, so you don't risk the caustic interaction with tissue. Because silver nitrate is very powerful. If you use it too strongly, it can cauterize a wound. It can burn chemically tissue. They use it in modern medicine to cauterize wounds on the battlefield, even today. Mm-hmm. So silver is used. It's used to coat catheters to prevent infection, surfaces in the medical community as well. And it's used as a preservative agent in some medical drugs, too. So it's quite extraordinary what we're seeing here as far as silver's medical use, even today, especially in burn care centers and hospitals around the world. They use a silver medicine topically on third-degree wounds and burns that have – there's no other tissue regeneration capacity that is there except that silver facilitates that recovery of tissue.
Yeah. Now, what are – and you mentioned, you know, putting it in the eyes of babies. So that is putting it in eyes and ears, things like that. You could do that with this silver hydrosol, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, it is a pharmaceutical-grade purified water base, so it's much cleaner than anything coming out of your cap. You know, and people splash water into their eyes, ears, nose, every orifice of the body and don't think anything of it. And if you actually examine what's in your tap water, you would be horrified. Like, what? That's going in my eye? So imagine. And interestingly enough, silver is found in tap water. And so that's already being put there. So imagine if you removed all the offending elements, contaminants, pollutants out of that water and left only the silver in there, which was there already. Do you think it would be okay? Of course. And of course, the benefits include reduction of inflammation locally and upregulation of regeneration of healthy new tissue, which is why it's a critical component to the gut recovery protocols that I've developed with doctors around the world when we're talking about not only yeast overgrowth, but colitis and Crohn's and irritable bowel, diverticulitis, leaky gut. Healing epithelial tissue is what silver does almost better than anything else that we know of. And we use it with aloe vera internally to drive it into the gut to heal tissue, much like we could use a topical gel form of the silver, which you have, for wounds outside of the body.
Yeah. Now, I love the story in your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. You talk about a teenager that had been diagnosed with Crohn's and had been on years of antibiotics and had surgery and was still on antibiotics. And so you utilize this this program you're talking about with the aloe and the silver to heal him.
Yeah, this was something that, you know, in that chapter of the book, it's titled The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. And I'm very concerned about our young people because it's not just old people they're targeting for this surgery where they're actually resectioning their colon and giving them an external bag for the rest of their life. We have the destruction of the gut due to many reasons, and antibiotics are a big part of that, but additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, heavy metals. So silver, since we know it helps to regenerate epithelial tissue, we drive it into the gut with aloe vera juice to recover that tissue integrity, the villi that have been destroyed. Now, many people are aware of the need to use probiotics or prebiotics in combination to replenish the microbiome, which is the seat of the immune system and all these great things we need. But if you put good bacteria in the gut and that gut is so damaged, it is no longer a proper home for the microbiome, so it passes right through, and it's not the fault of the probiotics. It's kind of like you take napalm they use in the, you know, to wipe out foliage in the jungles of Vietnam. But you love animals, so you save the animals. You pull the animals out before you napalm the jungle. The animals are safe. They're alive. Then you put them back in the jungle that is now no longer there. All the animals die. They didn't die of napalm. They died because their home is destroyed. So we're restoring the integrity of the home of the microbiome with the silver aloe protocol that I write about in the book that is, again, miraculous for people who are on all of these medicines until they're surgically altered, and I don't think that's a viable option. So that's why the properties of silver, understanding them in a bioactive form, we can do extraordinary things in the body.
Yeah, and you had talked about using it, you know, during the winter to protect against some of the stuff that's going around. What are some of the other benefits or ways that we can utilize the silver hydrosol?
Well, in terms of the basic oral protocols, I do a teaspoon dose, which is about a 5 ml dose, 1, 3, 5, or 7 times a day. I look at it this way. Once a day is like maintenance. If you're pretty much okay, you realize the benefits of silver for the immune system. You're like, hey, a little bit every day is a good thing. Whereas somebody that's worried about succumbing to what's going around in season, I have them take a teaspoon 3 times a day. That's about a 16-ounce bottle every month. And For me, that's a much better insurance policy than injecting people with toxic poisons and heavy metals. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just me, but I think that's better. Now, if someone comes to me with a long-standing immune challenge, like allergies or chronic fatigue, I mean, they've been dealing with immune dysregulation for years, perhaps, at least months, I'm going to rebuild it a little bit more aggressively. I'm going to take a teaspoon orally 5 times a day, and I'll reassess every 8 weeks, approximately every 2 months. Whereas if someone came to me, like maybe your daughter you had mentioned, who was in the throes of an immune challenge, they didn't prevent it. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm miserable. I'm going to hit that a lot frequently. 7 times a day, and it's usually 2 days to 2 weeks, and you're done. So you're not, you haven't prevented it. You're now in the process of helping the immune system overcome an already existing acute burden.
Yeah, in fact, she did come down with the flu, and so I was her caretaker. I went and picked her up from school, brought her home, and then I ended up with it. So I had the bottle of silver, and what most people, it's taking them 2 weeks to get over. Mine hit me Monday afternoon, Monday evening. By Thursday afternoon, I was sitting up and recovering.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accelerated recovery. Again, enhancing your own immune system, reducing the burden on your immune system. So many things that silver can be utilized for, locally, internally, externally, et cetera. It becomes, you know, when you understand the properties in this bioactive form, it becomes like the Windex of my big fat Greek wedding. If you remember that, except
yeah,
with a lot of science to support it.
Yeah. Now, there's, they do a sinus spray. So what's the benefit of spraying the silver into our sinuses?
Well, point of foci delivery, that's the fancy medical's way of saying, get it where it needs to go, right? If there's inflammation locally, the tissue's injured, or if there's a pathogen burden locally, remember what silver ions do. They disrupt the metabolic and respiratory pathways of the bad guy, so to speak. And they can, let's say, challenge the integrity of the membrane that surrounds a bacterial cell, causing it to rupture locally.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to ingest, let's say, or administer silver in an active infection state within the eye or the sinus cavity, upon delivery, it will sting. Why? Because it doesn't sting when you inject, if you put it in a sinus cavity that's healthy with no bacterial infection, or an eye with no bacterial infection, there's no stinging sensation. So what's the difference? The ions rapidly overwhelm the integrity of the membrane surrounding the bacterial cell, and then it ruptures and it dumps potassium out of its cell. So it's potassium that causes a stinging sensation. But with rapid, frequent dosing, you'll find that diminishes almost to nothing very quickly because you're eradicating the colonies locally very fast.
Wow, that's quite a picture to imagine there. So now there's also a first aid gel that they do that has colloidal silver. Why or how would I get some benefit out of that?
Well, in terms of a lot of topical agents that people are used to using, they're typically petrochemical, like the neosporins of the world, or petrochemicals, they're antibiotics, they're different things that are very harmful to the recovery of tissue integrity, and I don't want to resort to that. And we know the silver properties, downregulation of tissue inflammation, upregulation of regeneration, of course, anti-infection. Of course, it can actually take the sting out of stings, if you will, when you're dealing with neurological issues like shingles, for instance.
Right.
The chickenpox virus is shingles. Very painful. So a local application of this form, which includes the homeopathic form of silver, argentum metallicum, is a godsend for people. And I've utilized it topically on cuts and scrapes and burn wounds that, if you get to it early enough, it'll not only accelerate healing, but there will be no evidence that it ever happened. In other words, it reduces the potential for scar tissue formation. I'm not saying it's going to take a scar away that you've had for 30 years, but it'll prevent the new ones from forming if you use it through the healing process.
Yeah. Now, as being a homeopathic doctor, so you're familiar with the arnica that you would typically use on bruising. Would this also benefit bruising?
To some degree, yes, because there's inflammation and pain associated with the bruising, and it can reduce that. It's not going to go deep, deep, deep via cutaneous delivery, unless there's an open wound, of course, then you have access to healing of tissue that's deeper. But it can be an adjunct even in bruising situations.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And bug bites, we're here in Florida, so we get those bug bites.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have physicians that will use it at a post-surgical, post-operative dentist that will swish and swirl the liquid in the mouth for healing of tissue. If there are people that have to get a PICC line or any kind of IV work, they can apply the silver gel right after that's done, and it'll heal the tissue much more rapidly with no scarring as well.
Yeah. So is there anybody that should not use the silver hydrosol? Infants, seniors, pregnant women, anybody?
No, silver is a normal constituent of the mammalian diet from the day we're born. We get breast milk, colostrum. It contains silver. All mammalian milk, if you drink cow's milk or goat's milk, it's in whole grains, medicinal mushrooms. And as I said, it's found in wet water, spring water, well water, even tap water. So it's a ubiquitous trace element. The only caveat I say is if someone's on a high sulfur drug like sulfonamides like Bactrim, mm-hmm. it isn't because it's dangerous that I say don't take it. It's that it will neutralize the silver before it's active for you. In other words, it'll take it out of commission before you have the benefit. And I don't want anybody to waste a drop of this stuff. This is so valuable. So again, the key is not that it's dangerous. It's just that sulfur and sulfur compounds will bind very quickly with it and neutralize it before it's beneficial to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool story. So I had a client come in yesterday. She's in well into her 80s. And normally when I test her, she does need a number of nutrients. And so when I got to a particular point and she needed a little bit more product than what she normally does, I actually put the silver in her field to see if that worked. And overall, she ended up testing that she needed half the amount of nutrients that she typically would without the silver. In fact, I did a little game and I kept taking it out to see if that point would go on or off, and it did. It changed a lot of things. So I'm excited about this and excited to see all the different benefits that people start getting from it.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, people are carrying burdens that are very real, and silver can reduce some of those burdens on the immune system that facilitates the use of nutrients like you do much more efficiently. So I could see how it could reduce the requirements for those people. So we want to ease people's burdens. We want to help them be stronger from an immune perspective, modulated. And very importantly, once again, that gut recovery protocol for people that have been dealing with inflammation of gastrointestinal system, constipation, candida overgrowth, or colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, these things, silver can play a beneficial role in regenerating the tissue necessary to be the home for the proper microbiome.
Yeah, and I think what's great about this is something that you can take long term and don't have to worry about it having any issues with it. Whereas other things that support or build up the immune system, sometimes you cannot take them for long periods of time. It overburdens the system.
Good point. Yes, we're not hyperstimulating the immune system. This is something that is a normal constituent of our diet already. We're taking it at a very safe low concentration measured in micrograms. And the body, by the way, can easily bind and excrete the silver in this form via the liver, the phase 2 conjugation pathway, which is a selenium-dependent pathway. I'm sure you find people a lot of times need selenium. I think we all do. Mm-hmm. But it's a normal part of our excretion pathway through the liver to the colon, primarily out that way. Very little actually ends up in the urinary tract, and that's just by design.
Yeah, well, I appreciate all your time today, Dr. Bell. This has been wonderful information that we want to get out there to people to understand what's available to them and what their options are so that they're not limiting themselves to just drugs.
Absolutely, Renee. I'm grateful for all the good work you're doing, and anything I can do to help support you, just let me know.
All right. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. My blockbuster special this week is the Argentin Silver Hydrosol. We've got it in the skin gel, the throat spray, the sinus spray, along with 4 and 8 ounce bottles. Buy 2 bottles or more and get 20% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or email any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF, like in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheise.com, that's drheise.com, or find Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.